Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Here's something interesting. Around the world, you might ask, what are the big stories in the UK? Same as the big stories in Cape Town, with a bit of a difference, obviously. We've got local news, things like VAT, that we tax we could be charged more for soon. Things like at UCT, again on a hyper-local scale, there's been total disagreement with housing and with a whole lot of other student issues that have come to the fore, and they're protesting. This was some of the things that happened yesterday during, because they couldn't even kick off. The rugby was meant to take place, and it didn't, because of the student protest. But globally, the same news is making headlines, and that is that Donald Trump's executive orders that he's signing into being are he's just signing off. He's just making stuff happen, right, with his executive orders. For example, the latest one that came through yesterday was, and I don't know if it was yesterday or Friday that it took place, but he signed that the U.S. will no longer use paper straws. They're back to plastic straws. And believe it or not, something very small, right? But everyone was going like, well done, yeah, Donny D, you're the man. Locally in Cape Town, if you could sign executive orders, all right, what would your order, the instant ban, be? Let me give you an example of what I would ban. Okay, maybe not in morning traffic hours, but certainly after 9 o'clock, get out of the fast lane, slow people.
Good one, Rocky.
That would be the first order of business. The people that block up and clog up the fast lane.
Mine wouldn't be a ban. I would make it mandatory for every man to wear Speedo on the Cape Town beaches.
Oh, no. Aye, Ricky.
Not
every single one.
Yes.
Yo.
Thank you, Donald Trudeau.
I would ban TV licenses, and I would ban the cold calling from, like, offers of car insurance and offers of this insurance and offers of that insurance. You're not allowed to phone people. You're not allowed to share information unless you're on that person's phone.
I think the first thing I would sign is the stop of fuel price increases. That's the first thing I'll sign.
I would definitely ban people from constantly braking while they're driving, especially in peak hour. They're driving, they're braking and braking, and while they're driving 40 kilometers an hour. That I will ban, because that is so irritating. I don't know why people have to drive so slowly. It's nonsense.
Listen, let me just tell you, there's nothing. There's people that go through their brake pads. They're wondering why in the service they need new brake pads. Because they trap your rim up, puppy. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Ryan. We've mentioned some important things, but I think it's time to really get to the heart of the matter. And,
yes.
And raisins, my friend. It's time for raisins to end. If you look at the word, it even has the word sin in the middle of it. This should not be a thing.
Raisins need to come to an end. They need to be banned off supermarket shelves. They've got to go. It's time. Raisins, you've had your time.
It is time.
I love that. I love it. Brett, thanks, mate. Have an awesome Tuesday.
Cheers, bye.
Can you imagine? We will not stock raisins. Raisins have got to go. Raisins are just flies without wings.
Yeah.
All those raisins lovers are going to have to go, and like, we packed our bags and we eventually left. You go like, why did you leave? Why did you immigrate? When they took the raisins, it was the last straw.
The last paper straw.
The last paper straw.
Every day, Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. On Smile. On Smile FM.